Lesson 24. Three Keys, Part 5. In this lesson, we're looking at Mishnah Yud Chet, the 17th Mishnah of Pirkei Avot, in Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. This is the last Mishnah of Chapter 1, so Mazel Tov for coming to this point and completing this cycle of learning with me. Mishnah Yud Chet. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rabban Shimon, son of Gamliel, says, Al shlosha devarim ha'olam kayam. Upon three things does the world endure. Al hadin, upon justice. Ve'al ha'emet, and upon truth. Ve'al ha'shalom, and upon peace. She'ne'emar, as it is said, Emedu mishpat shalom shiftu b'shareichem. Truth and judgment of peace you are to adjudicate in your gates. The author of this Mishnah, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, has the same name as the author of the previous Mishnah, except with the honorary title Rabban at the beginning. Some say that Rabban Shimon is the same as Shimon of the last Mishnah, only older. Others argue that Rabban Shimon is actually the grandson of Shimon. Either way, this aphorism opens almost identically with Mishnah Bet, Mishnah number 2, in which Shimon HaTzadik says, Al shlosha devarim ha'olam omed. On three things does the world stand. Al ha-Torah, ve'al ha-Avodah, ve'al gemilut chasidim. On Torah, on spiritual practice, and on acts of kindness. These two Mishnayot are almost the same, but they give different lists of the three things that are crucial for the world's existence. The trinity of the earlier Mishnah is Torah, spiritual practice, and acts of kindness, but this one names truth, justice, and peace. There's also another slight difference. The earlier Mishnah says, on three things the world stands, omed. But in this one it says, on three things the world endures, kayam. Rabbeinu Yonah, the 13th century Talmudic authority from Catalonia, explained that the first three upon which the world stands comprise the purpose of creation, that the world came into existence for the purpose of Torah, meaning spiritual wisdom and learning, of Avodah, meaning the application of wisdom in the refinement of embodied consciousness, and Gemilut Chasidim, acts of love between beings. The second triad, explains Rabbeinu Yonah, is necessary for the world to endure, to continue sustaining its existence. The world needs din, justice, without which human beings wouldn't be able to live with each other. Justice is the arena of judges, whose job it is to settle disputes. To do that, they need truth. Truth is not the arena of judges, but of witnesses. The witnesses have to accurately portray the truth so that judges have a real basis on which to make their decisions. After the judges hear true testimony and hand down their judgment, the goal, of course, is peace, for humans to live harmoniously with one another. Hachasid Ya'avetz gives an analogy to explain these two triads. When you heat up water in a kettle, it takes a great amount of heat to bring the water to a boil. Once the water is boiling, however, it takes much less heat to maintain the boil. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilut Chasidim are like the great heat. It takes intention, energy, and commitment to dedicate yourself to learning Torah, doing regular spiritual practice, and being of service to others. But once you've got that going, the effort is more passive. Be truthful, accept the judgment of the judges, and be peaceful towards others. But of course, there's a much deeper level to this triad, which harkens back to the very first Mishnah we learned, when the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, the sages of the Great Assembly gave us the aphorism, Hevu mitunim badin, be careful or meticulous in judgment, meaning be the judge of your own judgment. Be aware of when your mind makes judgments about things. In being aware of your own mind, you effortlessly rise above its judgments, standing outside of your own thoughts. This is the deeper level of din, of judgment. Once you learn to stand outside of your own thoughts, you can let go of any bias and see the truth of things clearly without distortion. This is the deeper level of emet, truth. It's not just about the absence of lying. It's about seeing things without the bias of your own thoughts. And when you learn to see in this way, a deep truth that we tend to completely ignore becomes apparent. The truth that everything is simply passing. Every element in your experience in this moment is a passing part of your experience. There's only one thing in your experience that's not passing, and that's the fact of experience itself. You have never known non-experience, because all knowing is itself a form of experiencing. Experience is the open arena within which everything comes and goes. When you really see this and stop fighting it by trying to hold on to past experiences or by clinging to ideas about how you want your experience to unfold later, then the present moment emerges. Then the openness, which is experience, which is the space of this moment, comes to the foreground. And when that happens, there's a deep shalom, a deep peace and wholeness, shalom and shalem, that emerges as your own basic nature, as the truth of who you are. As this awareness flowers within you more and more, you'll be able to stay connected with it more and more in the midst of ordinary life, so that the words from the end of the Mishnah become true for you. Emet u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'areichem. Truth and judgment of peace you are to adjudicate in your gates, meaning the gates of your own body, the gates of your own being. So for this final chant of Perek Aleph, Chapter 1, let's move through these three levels of awareness, Din, Emet, and Shalom. Din means judgment or justice. Say, Din. Emet means truth. Say, Emet. Shalom means peace. Say, Shalom. Here's the melody. Din emet shalom. Din emet shalom. Let's try that together. Din emet shalom. Din emet shalom. Let's add some movement. When you chant Din, bring your hands in prayer pose, palms together to your forehead. When you chant Emet, bring your prayer pose hands down in front of your lips. And when you chant Shalom, bring your prayer pose hands to your heart. So let's take a moment to prepare for meditation, finding a comfortable but alert position, either seated, standing, lying down, or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths. Bringing your awareness to your body, relaxing excess tension. And bring your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha for you, giving yourself to this moment, opening your heart to serve through your presence, chanting Lecha. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, expanding your awareness to fill your whole body, saturating your body with awareness, chanting Na'ase. Na'ase. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, becoming aware of the space of awareness itself. Venishma, we will hear. Venishma. And as we chant Din Emet Shalom, judgment, truth, and peace, remember to bring your hands in prayer pose first to your forehead, then to your lips, and then to your heart. Be aware of what these words represent. When you say Din with your hands to your forehead, be aware of your mind and how your thoughts are moving, if at all. When you say Emet, bringing your hands to your lips, be aware that your thoughts, along with everything else in your experience, are simply coming and going, all within the eternal space of this moment. And when you chant Shalom, be aware that you are Shalom, that you are peace. You are the space that allows everything to be as it is, without resistance. And let's chant together. Din Emet Shalom. 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 And relaxing your hands and repeating in your mind, Atahu, it is now. The now is it. The now is who. The now is divine. Atahu, 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 Atahu. Thank you. And take a nice deep breath, moving from stillness back into movement with awakening the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha, Lecha. Hand down to your belly, embodying your awareness in all of your physical form, chanting Naaseh, Naaseh. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Venishma, aware of awareness. Venishma. And as you come back into your activity, remembering this kavana to watch your own mind, be aware of the truth that everything is passing in your experience except for experience itself. And be the experience, be the space of this moment, which is pure peace. And now, as we come to the end of chapter 1, I will chant the short text that concludes each of the chapters of Pirkei Avot. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia Omer. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia says, Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lizakot et Yisrael. The Holy Blessed One wished to confer merit upon Israel. Lefichach Hirba Lahem Torah U'mitzvot. Therefore, the Divine gave them Torah and mitzvot, holy wisdom and holy actions in abundance. Shene'emar, as it is said, Adonai chafetz leman tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. The Divine desired for the sake of its righteousness that the Torah be made great and glorious.